Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back. We're back like we only left 12 minutes ago. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you as always. And Chris, you even said it when we sent it over to WEAR. My goodness, we had a loaded slate in hour one.
It was a busy hour, and it's going to be just as busy this hour. Thank you so much for having us on, everybody. We do appreciate it. Let me just say, we got some breaking news to pass on to you this afternoon. Following 4 days of trial and courthouse closure because of the hurricane, U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Bree Kuhn has been found guilty of murdering her husband in their Gulf Breeze home. This just breaking minutes ago, ladies and gentlemen. Kuhn, who was stationed aboard NAS Pensacola during the incident, was convicted of the first-degree premeditated murder of her husband, Colin Turner, after locking him in their garage and shooting him 4 times in the back. This happened back on September 8th, 2021. Once again, U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Bree Kuhn has been found guilty of murdering her husband in their Gulf Breeze home today.
Wow. Yeah, that's very new information there. And definitely a top story to come into this hour with, for sure. Also, President Biden directing support to areas ravaged by Hurricane Helene. The president said he has approved emergency requests in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and both North and South Carolina. That includes deploying 1,500 response personnel. Biden also urged people in the affected areas to continue to listen to local officials and take every precaution to keep themselves and their families safe.
I just want to kind of add a little bit onto the story I just told you about. Under Florida law, A conviction of first-degree premeditated murder requires a minimum sentence of life in state prison without parole. Serious. Just serious territory there.
Yeah. I mean, and this should be without saying, because prison is not supposed to be appealing. But you even said, Chris, you can't do confined spaces.
I can't, man. It just would drive me totally. That was a great deterrent growing up. You know, I'm not going to break any law.
If you don't want to sit in a small room.
I'm not going to break a law.
Yeah, don't commit crime. Yeah.
Okay, before you get into the news and weather, and you got the weather and traffic coming up in a second here.
Yes, I do.
Just wanted to pass this on. Florida is starting to bounce back from the impact of Helene. Fox's Steve Harrigan has the latest from Crystal River, Florida.
We have 35 dead from this storm, and it's been going up each hour. As far as the electricity goes, we have more than 800,000 people who are still without power. And when you talk to people who decided to ride this out, many of them are simply stunned about what they see in front of them.
I wasn't even expecting to be nothing like this. I thought it may be like wind damage or anything, like trees falling, things of that nature. But I never expected this.
As we walk into our home, our whole entire home is completely ruined.
Recovery efforts have been moving fast. They've already restored power to more than 1 million different homes.
Okay, I don't think you can write a manual saying, okay, you can expect this.
No, you can't.
It's not going to happen like that. You know, I'm looking over here at the flight status over at PNS International. Just to let you know, there's a series of flights that are running delayed tonight. And let me just start off with the 6 o'clock hour at 6:24. There's a flight coming up out of Charlotte. It's an American flight, 5429. That's been delayed almost an hour and 15 minutes. Wheels down, 6:24 now, 7:35. Also, if you're waiting for somebody on a Delta flight, 3059 out of Atlanta, wheels down, 6:27 now, about 7:15. There's a flight coming up out of Tampa. See, I told you, remember I told you the Tampa airport opened up a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning.
Right.
It's a silver flight, flight 80, wheels down, 7:50 now, 8:45, and one other flight coming up out of Charlotte. It is an American flight, 5473. Wheels down, 7:55. It is now going to be in about 9:10 or so. So that's what's happening over at PNS.
All righty, just past 5:15 here. We'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads in hour one, it was pretty agreeable. Right now, it doesn't look that bad. Of course, be mindful of closed roads down in downtown Pensacola because of Seafood Festival, of course. That got underway today. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, just giving us some minor issues. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we are not alone today. We've got Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum from WEAR. Alan, what's up, my man?
Our friends to the east are going to be dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. While around here, the weather will be beautiful. I hope you enjoy the weekend as we're expecting sunny skies all weekend long with no chance for rain. High temps are going to be in the mid-80s, very nice for this time of the year. And overnight lows mainly in the low 70s with some of the inland areas being a little bit cooler. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, we're watching Alan right now, actually, at Seafood Festival. Man, they were showing like some seasoned seafood cooking. Not bad, man. Not
horrible
bad at all.
People doing that. Let's just tell you. Especially this time of day, you know?
Right, yeah.
Dinner time's coming up, and what do? They show you the best of the best down there. It's the Seafood Festival going on all weekend. Weather's going to be absolutely killer down there. Have yourself a good time. I was mesmerized today. There were so many news events going on at one time. DOJ, we had Israel, we had
Trump with Ukraine.
Zelensky was in town with Trump, and it just kept compounding and compounding. Kind of like I mentioned to you last hour, I was going to give you some space here and kind of spread it out.
Let you breathe a little.
Over the third hour period. But I wanted to just give you an update. The Department of Justice charging three Iranian nationals for their suspected involvement. This was in a hacking of Trump campaign email campaign. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the charges. He did a presser today and discussed the threat that Iran does pose to the U.S. national security.
Moments ago, the Justice Department unsealed an indictment charging three hackers working for the Iranian government with material support for terrorism, computer fraud, wire fraud, and identity theft for their roles in these cyber attacks.
Man, as you said, it's good that you gave us a breather in hour one because there is. It's just one punch after the other. Well, so much going on today.
And it's just unrolling. So what I'm giving you is preliminary information because there's a lot behind this story. And we will do what we call in the business. We'll advance this for you on Monday morning.
Yes. And, of course, something that we've been covering these past few days and that's been dominating the state headlines today in particular, Hurricane Helene, of course. Wanted to touch on this because we were talking about Central Florida earlier. The Big Bend getting a helping hand from volunteers from the Central Florida area. The Salvation Army sent a team from Orlando to the Tallahassee region to help with cleanup and recovery efforts. And some volunteers may be deployed to other parts of the state. A Salvation Army official says that they will provide meals, clothes, financial assistance, and spiritual care. So that's a good mix there, I'd say.
They do.
Good for them.
They do a great job. They really do. And you know, I themed this story, and I'm diligently looking for it. But I themed this story here is like, okay, here's where your contributions in the kettle goes.
Right.
And it pays for things like this to send their meals, their canteen,
right,
down to Central Florida, to locations where people don't have food. And it's necessities here we're talking. We're talking real life. We're talking necessities. Salvation Army does a bang-up job on this stuff.
All righty. What's up?
No. I was just saying. And they always – so think about it. In a few months from right now, when those kettles do pop up on the side of the walks in front of the stores, give.
Yeah, if you got a dollar or two, go ahead and give it to them. Every bit helps. 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some details on New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Got some. He's in some legal trouble. Got some latest information on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked quite a bit about this worst ever hurricane to hit the Big Bend, a Category 4 at 140 miles an hour when Helene made landfall, and we'll continue to watch the recovery from that. We also talked about the plans to demolish the existing I-10 Bayway when the new toll bridge is created in order to prevent drivers from driving on the freeway and keeping the bridge from funding itself by collecting tolls. Unbelievable stuff. You can check out all these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, in a pretty short span of time. I think that's the third Bee Gees bumper song I've played.
No problem on my side.
As you said, you can't really go wrong with that. Let's see, just past 525 here. We'll get our next quick check of the roads and weather for you out of the way. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still kind of backed up. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Highway 90, traveling eastbound, coming from Dogwood Drive, closer to downtown Milton, that area over there. And, of course, be aware of closed roads in downtown Pensacola because of Seafood Festival. So try to avoid the closed roads and look out for people walking by. As for the weather, 80 degrees with a low of 72 tonight. And the weekend should be beautiful. Highs in the high 80s, lows in the low 70s.
I wanted to kind of tag on the story I did about the Salvation Army a few minutes ago. Do you want to help them out? They're always looking for help. Here, let me just kind of give you some information. You can visit Salvation Army's website or call 800-SAL-ARMY. That's S-A-L-ARMY, A-R-M-Y. Out in that cantina I was telling you about that they've taken down to Central Florida, that thing can serve up to 1,500 meals at each mealtime, three meals a day.
Wow.
4,500 meals a day through that thing.
Yeah.
They need your help. They need your money. Help out the Salvation Army.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Get behind that cause. Absolutely. All righty, Chris, I'm going to set you up here to set you up for something. We have quite a loaded situation here, quite a heavy situation surrounding New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He's pleaded not guilty to federal corruption charges, but he's in quite a heaping amount of trouble here.
Yeah. Mr. Adams is in some trouble. The the mayor of NYC has been indicted. Fox's Howie Kurtz has more on this trending story today.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The federal indictment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams, ironically a former police captain, is getting a huge amount of attention, in part because New York is the media capital. Everybody can cover this just by going downstairs and going over to City Hall. He is saying he did nothing wrong. The indictment charges him with bribery, fraud, soliciting illegal donations from the Turkish government in exchange for helping the Turks open a consulate that the fire department says was not safe to open. And there were also upgraded flights and luxury hotel rooms and so on. This is getting a huge amount of attention, in part because there are calls for him to resign. He is saying, oh, this is lies and it's been leaks and it's been unfair. But more and more people in New York City would like to see the mayor go. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Pretty detailed confusion up there. It's pretty much what they call it, control chaos. There you go.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time for this. And now what I was saying, it started at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And doggone it, I meant to add this a little bit earlier. FDOH Santa Rosa Animal Services are hosting a drive-through rabies vaccination clinic. This is for dogs and cats. It opened at 4 today, goes till 6 on the PSC Milton campus. It's over on Highway 90 in Milton. So if you want to get that done today, it goes on till 6 o'clock this afternoon.
All righty. And just to kind of build on to the Eric Adams situation, another top advisor of his is facing some electronic device inspection today. Ingrid Lewis Martin is Adams' chief advisor, and she was met by two sets of criminal investigators when she touched down at Kennedy Airport from Japan. Federal investigators served her with a subpoena related to the investigation into the mayor, while investigators from the district attorney's office seized her phones and said that they were also searching her home in Brooklyn. The New York Times reports that the DA's investigation appears to be related to last year's indictment of Adams' building commissioner Eric Ulrich on corruption charges. Lewis Martin's attorney said that she will be cooperating. So, man, all the cards are against Eric Adams and his posse.
We discussed about you not being a hunter. You're not a hunter, are you?
God, no. I'm more the prey.
All right, there you go. just wanted to remind you, if you are a duck hunter, in 57 days, Florida's duck hunting season launches November 23rd and continues through December 1st. This is followed by a brief break. It resumes on December 7th through January 26th. And yes, FWC confirms hunters need a license, and don't forget you'll need a management area permit.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, announcing the United States is going to send new military assistance to Ukraine.
To help Ukraine's courageous defenders and citizens, we announced a surge of support, $8 billion in new security assistance, including long-range munitions, an additional Patriot air defense system, and training for more Ukrainian F-16 pilots.
Ukrainian President Zelensky meeting today with former President Trump in New York. He was with Vice President Harris in Washington yesterday as the candidates have taken sharply different approaches to the war on Ukraine. Former President Trump rallying supporters in Michigan attacking the vice president on the issue of illegal immigration.
Over 647,572 migrant criminals are in our country. It's a killing machine. It's a killing machine, and they're killing people all over our country.
Vice President Harris visiting the border today in Arizona. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Donald Trump today calling for Google to be criminally prosecuted for the alleged bias the company has for his election opponent, Kamala Harris, in online search results. He seemed to be reacting to a new study by the right-leaning Media Research Center, which found Google search engine results tended to show news articles that supposedly were positive to the Democrat Harris ahead of Trump's own campaign website. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow set a new record, gaining 137. The S&P 500 dropped 7, and the NASDAQ was off by 70. The Department of Agriculture announcing all of Boar's Head processing plants nationwide are now part of an ongoing investigation. This follows after a deadly listeria outbreak linked to the now recalled deli meats resulted in nearly 60 hospitalizations and at least 10 deaths. U.S. crude oil futures under 69 and barrel, that's Your Money Now.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. I can't wait for Georgia against Alabama tomorrow, and this is an opportunity for Kalen DeBoer to tell the college football world that the tide isn't going anywhere. But I actually think there's more pressure on Kirby Smart. Yes, Kirby's already won two out of the last three national championships, but with Nick Saban no longer coaching, this is a moment for Kirby with the win to say that he's not only the face of the sport, but the new king of college football. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. It's been a pretty, I'd say, decent day on the roads. We do have some congestion here and there, but it's nothing that you wouldn't expect. Pine Forest Road was giving us some trouble earlier, but it looks like it's cleared out. Gulf Breeze Parkway isn't giving us much issues now. And Highway 90 had some problems if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River or eastbound traveling into downtown from Dogwood. However, both of those areas have cleared out as well. As for the weather, 80 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Should be a beautiful weekend. Sunny, mostly clear skies with highs in the high 80s and lows in the low 70s.
You know, last hour, Joe Morgan was around from Fox, and he updated us on some of those NFL games and things like that.
Right.
Let's, you and I, and we mentioned this last hour that we were going to touch on this during this hour. So here we go. Let's talk SEC, if you don't mind. Let me get your kind of take on this, and your prognostication skills.
Very well.
Will become very well apparent. Kentucky at Ole Miss, and don't laugh.
You know, it's funny. I was talking about this on the Roll Tide radio show this morning, which is on ESPN Pensacola, 10 to 11, if you're so inclined.
99.5.
Yes, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
There you go.
But, yeah, no, we were talking about it. Ole Miss only favored by 16. That got to be in a two-score game currently. I think it may be recency bias because Kentucky just scared Georgia. Either way, Ole Miss should win that game by at least 4 touchdowns, if you ask me.
Is Ole Miss starting to go into the non-injury prevent mode?
I mean, obviously
or
they
the
care
stretch ride because they've got the big. Hey, listen, next 5 weeks is killer. You know.
Yeah, they care more about injuries now because it's the start of their conference
sure.
play. But Kentucky should be a pretty comfortable entrance to that.
Okay, Texas A&M at Suey, Arkansas.
Well, Texas A&M is actually, it's in Arlington. It's a neutral site game because it's a Southwest rivalry, and that's all well and good. I don't think Texas A&M should be ranked. If they beat Arkansas, maybe I'll start to believe, but I've got the Hogs there.
How about them Hogs? Yeah. Auburn, Oklahoma.
Auburn had a one-point spread as of this morning. I think Oklahoma, though, Auburn, just, gosh, they're struggling with those turnovers, man. And I think Oklahoma is a good team. I think a lot of people have given up on them. But I don't think there's some, like, total ignoramuses. Whatever.
This is not a fair balance game. Mississippi State, Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not fair.
Spread this morning was, like, 37.5. I think
that.
Texas covers it. That no offense to Mississippi State. I like them personally, but you should get railroaded by Texas today.
Have you heard if Arch is playing tomorrow. This game? Is he starting or is the other Ewing back?
Yeah, Ewers. I'm not sure who's starting. I would assume Ewers if he's healthy.
I'm thinking Ewing from Dallas, the TV series.
Well, I'm thinking Ewing like Patrick Ewing.
The real footballer, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the New York Knicks legend. But no,
boy,
I don't.
We're screwing it up, aren't we?
I don't know who's I don't know who's starting in that game at QB, but it should be a blowout win regardless.
Okay, here's your game. Here's your time. Here's your event. Georgia, Alabama.
I am taking Georgia. I'm sure that's wishful thinking. But I am taking Georgia to go into Tuscaloosa and squeak past the Tide by a field goal.
You know, you usually have to wait till the end of the season to see a matchup like this.
Right.
You know, usually is the SEC championship game in Atlanta or something like that. We're getting it, what, 5 weeks into the season? Wow, that's pretty good football, let me tell you.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, South Alabama, LSU.
LSU. I don't think they should sleep on South Alabama's offense, but, I mean, we're just talking about the magnitude of the talent, the magnitude of the scene. Death Valley is brutal for visitors. I got to assume LSU's going to win.
Don't make it so painful. It's not that hard, really.
Well, I've got – I don't want to say, like, oh, LSU's going to crush them, especially when we're talking about Mobile here.
And I got to tell you something. I don't do that either.
Right.
As a Saints fan, I've got this bedspread. It says, on Saturdays, I'm an LSU fan. On Sundays, I'm a Saint. And it really is. It's true. But I will never bet for them, or I never will bet against them.
Really?
Ever. Never have. I appreciate the sport. I don't get into this gambling thing. But I appreciate the sport as a sport. And that's what I enjoy about it, you know. Anyway, let me talk about that game last night.
All right.
The Dallas-New York game, Daniel Jones couldn't put it together for the Giants.
Mm, not quite.
No.
20-15 was the final.
I was surprised. Here we go. Let me run this down for you. Sunday's game's coming up. New Orleans, Atlanta.
I mean, New Orleans should win that.
Good answer. the Rams, Chicago.
Man, that's going to be interesting. Rams really kind of had a bumpy start. I'll take the Rams.
Okay. Minnesota, Green Bay. Is Love back?
I don't believe Okay. Well, I could be wrong, though. Either way, I think Minnesota wins. I'll say they win regardless.
I don't even have to ask you this one. Pittsburgh, Indianapolis.
Actually, you do have to ask me that one. That one's tough. I think that is a go-either-way game. Colts have had a bumpy start. I'll take the Steelers, but I think it'll be another close game.
Are the Steelers ever going to get their QB situation ironed out?
I think they are committed to Justin Fields right now, and if they're not, a lot of people think they should be.
Okay, Denver, New York, the Jets.
Give me the Jets, especially if it's at MetLife Stadium. Give me the Jets.
It is at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, then give me New York.
Okay, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, and by the way, Tom Brady making his debut, Fox calling the game in Tampa Bay this Sunday.
I'll take the Bucks, especially at home.
I would love to hear the play on that one.
Right.
I'm sure he has some kind of good information to pass along about the Bucks. Cincinnati, Carolina, am I disappointed in Jobo?
Yeah, honestly, I can't believe I'm saying this, because in the preseason, this would have sounded ludicrous. The Panthers. Give me the Panthers.
I know what you mean. I'm scratching my head over that one. And I'm also scratching my head over Jacksonville.
Yes.
They're taking on Houston, you know, but Trevor, what is going on over there?
The Jags and Bengals have been quite disappointing. And they both come from school. Both QBs come from schools that were named Tigers.
And I was so excited about them last year.
Yeah.
Okay, go figure, right? Okay, here we go. Jaden Daniels, Washington versus Arizona.
Man, that's a sneaky good
game.
He's
hot. Oh, let me just tell you. What a quarterback.
He's a handsome fella.
Man, I mean, I'm just telling you, man, he puts the ball where I can't believe he puts it.
No, especially as a rookie in this increase of competition. On what has been an unfortunate franchise. Yeah, no, they're looking phenomenal. But, man, the Cardinals have defied some odds, too. I'll take the Cards. You said the Jags, they were struggling, but who are they playing this weekend?
Houston.
Houston. Yeah, Houston's got that. All right. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is a kind of a San Francisco, New England.
San Francisco should win big. They should.
Do they have their running back?
McCaffrey?
Yeah.
They may not. I'm not sure. I know you can never roll him in.
They started losing when he went out.
Well, that's the thing. But their chances, they've proven that they still can win. The chances are obviously just decreased. I think they're good enough to beat the Pats without him, even if he's not there.
Okay, Cleveland, I hope they put Jameis Winston in. By the way, they're taking on Vegas.
That should be an interesting game, because both of those teams are struggling. Mm-hmm. I'll take home team, Vegas, if
they wouldn't
hosting.
Be struggling if they put Jameis Winston in.
They may not be. Who knows?
Okay, Kansas City and in Los Angeles.
Chiefs and Chargers.
Yeah.
That actually could be a good one, especially if the Chiefs are going on the road and the Chiefs have kind of squeaked by a time or two. Give me the Chargers.
Is there a breakup in the works with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?
Actually, I think there's more likely a breakup in the works with Travis Kelce and the Chiefs. People have not been happy with his performance.
Bad games, three of them. Andy Reid says, get it together, kid. He did. That's what he said. He says he's got to get it together. Get this. Is she in his head? Is this what it is?
I don't know. It could be that. I think it may just be all-around complacency. He's in a relationship and is a highly publicized one, so that's definitely occupying his time and his thoughts. But also, his brother just recently retired. We've been questioning how much longer he's going to play. He's already won multiple Super Bowls. I'm not saying he doesn't care, but I'm just saying, maybe.
Doesn't he realize that Taylor Swift writes songs about people like him and make a bazillion dollars off of them?
Maybe that's what's on his mind when he's trying to catch the ball.
Okay, Buffalo, Baltimore.
Give me the Bills.
Okay, in the Monday games, here's your setup. Tennessee, Miami? Tua playing?
Tennessee.
Is Tua playing?
I don't know. No, he's not playing yet. He's out for a couple
still
more weeks.
Still out? IR? Is he on IR?
Yes.
Okay.
He's on a concussion protocol situation or whatever. But Tennessee, either way.
It gets confusing after that point. Seattle, Detroit. I like Detroit.
Seattle and Detroit, give me the Lions. All right, let me touch on this real quick because we're just a little bit past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, not too much to report on. At around this time each and every day, we see the roads start to clear out and has already been pretty accommodating for us. Do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and then continuing westbound towards Dogwood Drive. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. And as for the weather, we've got WEAR's chief meteorologist, Alan Strum, here with us. Alan, what is the scene, my man?
Our friends to the east are going to be dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. While around here, the weather will be beautiful. I hope you enjoy the weekend as we're expecting sunny skies all weekend long with no chance for rain. High temps are going to be in the mid-80s, very nice for this time of the year, and overnight lows mainly in the low 70s with some of the inland areas being a little bit cooler. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. And he is. I'm sure he's enjoying it already at the Seafood Festival.
Yeah, he's down there walking around the Seafood Festival.
Bless his heart.
I don't know about that. I just think he's a lucky guy this afternoon.
Oh, no. Yeah, it seems like he's living it up. Good for him.
Beautiful weather down there. They've been doing this for quite a while. 47th annual Seafood Fest. 47 years. Grills cranked up all weekend at Seville Square or otherwise the place across the street from Hub Stacy's.
Yes. If that's not a landmark that I am familiar with, but if different strokes for different folks, if that's you,
nothing like
use
sitting
that landmark.
Out on his patio out there, and they got TVs on the outside. You're right there on the streets of Pensacola. You can watch football games.
Right.
Nice play. Nice haunt just to kick back.
Oh, absolutely. Hourly stock market update. Stocks closed mixed to wrap up a positive week on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 137 points to 42,313. The S&P 500 lost 7 points to 57,38. And the NASDAQ fell 70 points to 18,119.
Now, there's something I need to talk to you about because Eric Hansen, he's a friend of the show. We've had him on the show many times.
Right.
Of course, he's getting all revved up. Bayou Tahar getting busy, 15 days and counting. It's the Northeast Sotoma 10th Annual Dragon Boat Festival. Eric, appearing on our show, I remember the quote. I wrote this down. He goes, "Oars hit the water," Saturday, October 12th on the Bayou Tahar in East Hill. So they still have a few positions left for teams. If you want to do that, still time to register. Sign up at Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival's website.
All righty, just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll hit that final stretch of your hour number two on this beautiful Friday on Pensacola right now. And we got a couple stories to touch on here, including how the box office is looking and also a legendary actress passing away at the age of 89. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get a Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 5:52 here. Got a couple minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. We'll start with one or two of these stories that I hinted at before we went to break. For starters, The Wild Robot off to a good start at the box office. The animated film made just under $2 million from Thursday previews, and it's expected to make $24 and $30 million in its first weekend. And meanwhile, Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis made $770,000 last night and is tracking to make between $5 and $7
million. The robot movie you just were talking about.
Yes.
Got a chance to see the trailer when I went to see Beetlejuice a couple of weeks ago.
How was it?
Oh, this is an amazing animated series.
Wow.
I mean, it really looked pretty enticing. Right. Might take that one in as well. I don't get a chance because of time constraints to see a lot of movies. But as I mentioned to you, I did go see Beetlejuice.
Right.
And so I saw the trailer on that. So it looked like a pretty darn good movie. They're doing such wonderful stuff with this animation.
Oh yeah, it's quite impressive.
And I'm sure it's called something else by now, but we'll for the sake of pleasure, it's animation today.
Yes, and actress Dame Maggie Smith has passed away at the age of 89.
I hate to hear this.
Yeah, for sure. Her son's confirmed that she died at a hospital on Friday. She's known for her role as Professor McGonagall in the Harry Potter franchise. I was about to say, if I said that wrong, I'm sorry, I'd never watched Harry Potter. But she also had a role in Downton Abbey, of course. Smith won 2 Oscars and 4 Emmys during her career.
So many of the industry's real talented actresses, actors are leaving us way too soon, or we're getting older way too fast. One of the two. Want to pass this on. We're talking about entertainment here. The Pensacola's, one of the things of Pensacola, we love our country music in this community.
Yes,
you know,
we
that
do.
Country, you know, Cat Country, they do an amazing job over at 98.7. The People's Choice Country Awards celebrated some of the biggest names in country music. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has the rundown of this year's winners.
Shania Twain sparkled as the host of the 2024 People's Choice Country Awards, which featured some of the biggest names in country music. Morgan Wallen took the award for People's Artist of the Year, as well as Social Country Star and Concert Tour. Wallen also had a win for Song of the Year for his duet with Post Malone on Malone's song I Had Some Help. Luke Combs won Male Artist and Album of the Year for Fathers and Sons. Lainey Wilson won Female Artist. Dasha took home the award for Female Song of 2024 for Austin, Boots Stop Workin'. Miranda Lambert was honored with the Country Icon Award. Beyonce went into the night with 17 nominations, but was shut out, winning none. Tanya J. Wow. Powers, Fox News.
That was a surprise.
17 and one none.
Post Malone, they mentioned Post Malone on Monday, ladies and gentlemen, between 5 and 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a special feature I've been working on with Post Malone.
Because that's the thing. I thought you were saying we were going to have Post Malone interview.
No.
I was about to say, whoa.
No.
Chris, you are working wonders here, my man. All righty.
Post Malone, Monday, 5 to 6. Here. Be square.
5:55. We'll get that last quick check at the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads, it's been very accommodating. Maybe some minor congestion here and there, but nothing too severe. I have some issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but those appear to be breaking up slowly but surely. As for the weather, 80 degrees right now, low of 72 tonight. And as we get into your Saturday, should be sunny, mostly clear. Highs in the high 80s, lows in the low 70s for both Saturday and Sunday, shaping up to be a beautiful weekend.
Okay, I got to remind you of this breaking news story that we told you about just a few minutes ago. Following 4 days of trial and the courthouse closure due to Hurricane Helene, U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Bree Kuhn has been found guilty of murdering her husband in their Gulf Breeze home. Kuhn was stationed aboard NAS Pensacola during this incident and was convicted on the first-degree premeditated murder charges of her husband, Colin Turner, after locking him in their garage, shooting him 4 times in the back. This happened back in September of 2021. So again, U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Bree Kuhn has been found guilty of murdering her husband in their Gulf Breeze home.
My goodness.
Oh, by the way, before I tell you, because I let this slip by last time, I do want to remind you, under Florida law, a conviction of first-degree premeditated murder requires a minimum sentence of life in state prison without parole.
Oh, as the minimum. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know it was that strict.
Thinking about, you know, when you start heading to the weekend, I start thinking about NASCAR. I like racing.
Yeah.
I like racing a lot. Fox's Joe Morgan. And he likes racing a whole lot, too. He has the latest NASCAR advancements with Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
Kyle Larson enters the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs round of 12 with momentum after winning the Bass Pro Shops night race at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Kyle Larson is on his way home. It has been a stellar first-class performance under the lights in Bristol.
Sound courtesy of USA Network. It was a dominating win for Larson as he led 462 of the race's 500 laps. Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Christopher Bell rounded out the top five. For Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, Harrison Burton, and Brad Keselowski, their run at the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series Championship came to an end as they were eliminated from the playoffs. Now the round of 12 kicks off at Kansas Speedway with the Hollywood Casino 400. Currently, Austin Cindric, Daniel Suarez, Alex Bowman, and Chase Briscoe are below the cut line for the round of 8, but they could advance to the next round with a win in one of the next 3 races. The green flag waves Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
There you go.
Wow, that was intense, Joe. Thank you.
You're a dog lover, aren't you?
Yeah, who isn't?
Get this one. I found this very interesting. I had to drum this up here. Dane Toberfest. You ready for that?
Sure.
It's coming next month. It's an optimal opportunity to meet and maybe adopt one of the gentle giant dogs. And yes, you might even get slobbered on by one of the Great Danes looking for a place to call home. Happening Northwest Florida's Great Dane Rescue Group holding its 8th annual Dane Oktoberfest next weekend, Saturday, October 5th, 11 to 4, and they'll do it down at Seville Square. Otherwise, across the street from Hub Stacy's.
All righty. Thanks for letting us know.
You'll get this after. Well, but anyway, yeah, though, I love Great Danes.
Mm.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they will slobber on you.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, Great Danes. Only two problems with them. They're quite big, but also they don't live relatively long compared to some other dog breeds.
Really?
They live maybe for like, I don't know, 7 to 9 years on average, if I had to assume. You got a lot of dogs that live to like 15 to 20.
And the happy note of this story is that dog was rescued out in the Gulf off of Sanibel Island. We're happy about that.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.